Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's May 30th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how you doing this week?
Pretty well, you?
Well, everyone here is sick, but so far I've managed to remain germ-free, so...
For now.
I'll be okay. Yeah, I know. The tricks of having a family.
Yep.
You cannot escape your destiny. But it looks like a pretty good list this week.
Yes. Lots of interesting stuff.
Yep. So let's get this started. And as always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. And first up this week is a little game no one's heard of, I'm sure. It's by a company called Games Workshop. It's a Warhammer 40K 8th edition on pre-order.
Yeah. No one heard about those.
Yeah. This game. Anyone play this game?
No. I don't know. So it's not on pre-order yet. The pre-order are starting June 3rd, so this very weekend. And the release of the official release is on June 17th.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of hype about this. In fact, the rules are already leaked, and there's just the internet is rampant with Warhammer 8th edition, 40K 8th edition news and rumors. So.
Yeah. The main game comes in a new starter box called Dark Imperium, coming with the new Primaris Space Marine and some Dead Guard stuff. The box is not cheap. What, 190, 180, something Canadian?
Yeah, something like that. I think it's in the 190 range.
But it's coming with a lot of miniatures and also the hardback book. So it's not a small box. So it's probably fully worth the price.
Yeah, I'm tempted by the full hardback book just because I want to know if there's new fluff in there. I'm such a fluff bunny for 40K.
Yeah, and they're supposed to have advanced the fluff, so...
Well, I bought the last set of books they released for 7th Ed, mm-hmm. like the Rise of the Primarch and the...
Yeah.
Just for the fluff. And the fluff was not fantastic, but it was still fluff, and I like following the storyline, which I think is probably why I never get rid of my 40K stuff, because the universe is so immersive.
It's fun to see this universe move. Instead
finally
of being for 25 years or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be interesting to see what they do. It worked. I guess it worked out okay for fantasy, so we'll see how it goes for 40K. I think they definitely learned from their Age of Sigmar launch.
Yeah, I think so.
That's for another podcast, but yeah. Pre-order June 3rd. Go out and buy your 40K stuff. Next up, Grand Arcanum Games and Nonsense Miniatures, Yoris Till for Roots of Magic.
So this is a release for Roots of Magic for the game, but it's done. It's a new collaboration between Grand Arcanum Games, who are the producer of Roots of Magic, and Nonsense Miniature. So you buy the miniature is sold by Nonsense Miniature. It's Yoris Till, but I think the writing is not exactly the same. The wording is not exactly the same on their own website. But you can already get the card, the play card, on the Grand Arcanum Game website and on their Facebook. So the link we will have in the show notes will point to the Facebook post with the card in it and everything. And also a link to Nonsense Game store to get the character. It's their first Guardian rank model release. Those are kind of non-wizard side characters to add to your war party.
Yeah, and I had to say, when we tried Roots of Magic, that it was a phenomenal little game. I really enjoyed it, and I think people should take the time to go and test this game out.
Yeah, I really need to find the two wizards I have so that we can try it again.
Yeah, I think it was a phenomenal little game. All right, next up. Carol Rudick Art, Elisabetta Vampire Princess.
So this is a resin bust. It's a pretty big scale at 1/10. So the bust itself is about 100 millimeter high. It's, as already said, it's cast in resin. It's on pre-order until the end of June, and you get 10% off as long as the pre-order stays active. So the miniature itself is, as you said, a vampire princess, coming with a skulls, blades, and kind of bat wings everywhere.
Yeah, she's a really nice model. I mean, we only have a render. We don't have an actual casting.
No.
But it looks very, very nicely detailed. I'm not sure that the facial expression, she's got her tongue sticking out, which I'm assuming that she's like licking her lips from blood trailing down her cheek or something.
Yeah, probably
from the corner of her mouth. In the render, it looks really odd. I'd have to see what the painted version looks like. But overall, it looks like a super detailed bust. And at the size it is, for the price it is, it seems pretty reasonable. All right. Next up, Alternative Armies, Sulfur Walker.
Sulfur is a new 30mm or 32mm scale game from them, or scale, not line. So a new range. And this is a Walker for it. It makes me think of a kind of a mix between an orc, 40k orc vehicle and Battletech.
A Mad Cat. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly what I thought. It's kind of cool looking, though. The aesthetic's a bit different. Kind of tank girly, post-apocalyptic.
Yep.
Well, that seems to be a good market for that stuff, so it'll probably do well. All right. What's up next? Titan Forge, Ancestral Zeppelins.
So this is a Zeppelin for their special, what they call the Metal Beards, which are their all-metal dwarves. So it's a big Zeppelin with a giant ancestral face on top of it, with the Metal Beard rider and a couple of chain guns.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat take. And we've actually talked about their miniatures before. They're Metal Beard dwarves.
Yes. We mentioned their Kickstarter when it was running. And
Yeah, that's right. It's a unique look. I mean, and this actually predates the Caradhran Overlords from GW.
Yes.
So no one should think that they copied them or there's some sort of knockoff for that. I mean, you can certainly use it as a count-as for that for those armies. But, you know, this line predates that launch. So, no, they're pretty cool looking. 32 euros. Is that? Oh, it comes with two. So that price €30 is two Zeppelins. Know. Yeah.
Oh, yes, it does. Okay.
So that's actually quite a good value.
Yeah, two for two. Wow. It's a really good price.
Yep. And they've certainly got a different look than the GW line.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I quite like them. And they got a bit of a little scenic base thing, too, so that's nice. All right. Suivant next. Pronouncing this. Antenocytus? Oh, man, I can't pronounce this word. Antenocytus Workshop New Releases.
So, yeah, that name I never am able to pronounce it. They are releasing a bunch of...
Antenocytus, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. It's Italian, if I remember correctly, so I don't know how to pronounce it.
Oh, that explains it.
It's a bunch of release tied with their... they work closely with Corvus Belli for Infinity. So you get a bunch of vehicles for it. So either small ships or...
Dropships or helicopters.
Yeah, and a car. So three different ships and one car.
Yeah, and the ships look
cool. I personally like the first one, the Azure Dragon.
Yeah, I like the dropship, the more military-looking one.
Mm-hmm.
Though they're all very nice. The Hopper, I think, is cool, too, the City Hopper.
Yes. Looks like,
it looks like a medevac thing or something, maybe. Mm-hmm. Or...
Like a news...
Yeah.
A news flyer or something like that.
It's got the shape of a helicopter body. That's mm-hmm. First, I thought it was a helicopter. Then looking at it, it doesn't have a rotor at all. No, I think it's very cool looking. And it's neat that there's a sub-market that's come up because of Infinity.
Mm-hmm. The car itself isn't tied with Infinity, though. It's 28 mil scale, too, but it has more of a
Mad Max look.
Yeah, yeah. Heavily armored or patched.
Car Wars, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Next up, Bombshell Miniatures, Counterblast, second edition on reorder.
So this is...
Is that supposed to be pre-order?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought so. I'm like, on reorder? Why is he putting... Yeah, yeah. Way to go, buddy. Your editing strikes again. Well, now it's a little late to correct it, Antoine. I'm totally leaving this in.
Yeah, but it's there for the notes.
All right, so tell us about the Counterblast pre-order.
Yeah, so it's their second edition. They were promoting it as a book starter. Overall, it's a regular pre-order on their own website. So you can pre-order the new second edition book. Nice hardcover, full color book. But they also have what they call the Counterblast Lunchbox edition. And you get a small metal lunchbox with tokens, dice, and stuff in it. And you can even get the foam trays for your miniature so that the lunchbox become a carry case. You can even get just the lunchbox empty if you want to have some for your own lunch at work with a Counterblast imagery on it.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
I really like this. I maybe I'm silly, but I really like the lunchbox. I always like the style of art. It's very kind of retro comics, like retro sci-fi comics.
Mm-hmm.
It almost makes me think of something we would see from Captain Harlock style, like, or Captain Flam from when we were young. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool looking. And there's a lot of neat models in this pre-order as well. Like, you and I were discussing the Edo Prime. Like, basically, who doesn't like a giant squid with a scepter and a ray gun?
Yes.
Yeah. Or the Space Ace, the girl with the jetpack. And I love the clear plastic helmets these guys have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I would find a way to wreck them while assembling them. But I think it's a cool look. Patrick and Vicky have really gone out of their way to make a very neat, unique feeling game. I wish them much success. And you know what? For a hardcover rulebook, so what's the pre-order come with? You get, it's $50. You get Sally Space Age, which is a $10 model by herself. And a PDF copy of the book as well. Well, that's not bad. You're getting a $10 model with the rule book. Seems like a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Next up. Knight Models, Batman and DC Miniatures game release.
So, it's a bunch of villains this time, or mostly villains. So first we have for DC Universe, we have General Zod and the Guild Warriors. So Zod and his two comrades. You have alternative heads for two of them.
And they appear to be like the movie versions.
Yeah, I think so. I haven't seen it, but I don't recognize that style. And they have the Warner Bros. Warner Brother logo on the side, so that's probably why.
Yeah.
After that, we have the LexCorp Industry starter, so coming with one version of Lex and three of his guards, and also separately a LexCorp Heavy Trooper. So those works both for Batman miniature game and the DC Universe miniature game. And lastly, for DC, we also have Doomsday. So Giants Monster, the Bane of
Doomsday.
Yeah, the Bane of Superman. So that's it for the villains. And in the good guy side, we have the Superman World's Finest Edition. It's on pre-order until the end of May. And it a special thing for it, it comes with three different crests. So you can have either a classic crest. The second one I don't know, and the last one is the Red Sun when alternate.
The second one is, oh goodness, it's from the future one, where Superman comes out of retirement and they build the gulag, and he imprisons all the people that don't agree with him, and Kingdom Come, Superman.
Okay, and last one is Red Sun when he land in Russia instead of the United States.
That's right. So you can build all your alternates. So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
All right. Next up, Tabletop World, New Cottage.
That's it. It's a really cool cottage. This one, it's all rock slates for the roof and rock walls with the timber. So it looks really good. Everything Tabletop World do looks really good anyway.
Yeah. And for the detail level, and the buildings are fully detailed interior and exterior. And for the 2850 euros, I mean, it's going to work out to what, about 45 Canadian?
Yeah, something around
that. I don't think you're going to find anything with this detail level made of resin at this size for that price. Like,
no, they are fantastic.
Yeah, and the sole North American reseller or distributor for Tabletop World, which mentions Broken Egg Gegums. So it might be cheaper to order it from Broken Egg and pay shipping from the U.S. than shipping from Europe. You'd have to price it out both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What else we got here? Privateer Press, new War Machine and Hordes releases.
Yeah, this first one is dear to me. It's the new Trollblood Gargantuan, the first factions to get three huge base Colossal / Gargantuan. It's the Sea King. So it's a giant troll with a boat on his head, swinging a giant anchor. Well, a regular boat anchor, but a big size boat anchor.
Yeah, it's a cool looking model. It certainly has that
so big
that troll silliness factor going on,
mm-hmm.
which I don't mind at all.
I'm not sold on the painting. It's kind of too flashy and doesn't really fit the previous troll's painting style, I find.
Yeah,
it's a new painter working on it, and they wanted something more vibrant for the water.
Well, it's certainly vibrant.
Yeah, the model looks fantastic. So it just might.
Now I wonder if he's going to change the painting.
It's probably a mix.
Because I know a lot of the new stuff is plastic, but I think it's only the dual kit to, War Machine.
Yeah, and stuff. This one costs so much that I'm sure it's not plastic. It's probably just resin and metal.
I don't know what the pricing is on it, so.
Yeah, it costs more than the other resin, the costier resin ones.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like $20 more, something like that.
All right.
So not cheap for sure. After that, we have some other smaller releases. So the Purifier, which is a Protectorate Light Warjack. A couple of Artificers, one for the Protectorate, the Deliverer Arms Master, and one for Kator, which is the Winter Guard Artillery Captain. And lastly, we have a new solo for Krix, the Hellslinger Phantom.
Yep, the basically Pistol Wraith version of Kane.
Yes.
Well, that's what he is in the book.
Yeah, right?
He's made from Kane.
I heard about it. It's a copy of him. You want him down or something like that.
Well, I want to spoil the book, but actually, it's a good book too. It's worth the read. So very cool models from Privateer Press. I wish like some of the stuff they've had, like the Purifier they've had in War Room forever, but we just had no jack for it. It's nice that we're finally getting plastic chassis for like the Dervish. So finally, after all these years. So it's Privateer Press is really, I found up their game in their miniature quality and their sculpting. I don't like the release cycle as much, but I guess nothing's perfect, right? Okay, next up, Willy Miniatures, or is that Wily Miniatures?
I never know.
That's a good question. Anyway, it's the referee pack.
Yeah, so it comes with two miniatures. The first one is a goblin ref blowing a whistle. And the second one is a Nalfling that mixed his red tab for his pizza slice.
Oh, I didn't realize that's what he's doing. Yeah. So he took a bite out of his red card and is holding up a pizza slice. Nice. That is so funny.
Yeah, a small funny combo pack. Miniatures you can use to add to your Blood Bowl pitch to color it or some other alternate sports fantasy versions.
Yeah, some sort of fantasy football thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, looks cool. The goblin looks cool too.
I like both. Yeah. I find the offering funny.
Yeah. For 10 euros, it's not bad. Yeah. For two miniatures. I'm sure they're small because they're goblins and halflings, but still, it's not a bad price. All right. And last in our not crowdfunding news, we have War Cradle Studios, Legendary Walks Looking, and Legendary Viridian Alpha on pre-order for WoW's Exodus.
So, I'm not hip to the titles for WoW's Exodus stuff, but I guess that the Legendary part of their names probably means that they are like veteran version of those characters.
Yeah.
So, two new veteran or two new legendaries for Wild West Exodus. I especially like Walks Looking. I'm not much of a sci-fi guy, and the...
Yeah, the aliens don't do much for
me. Yeah, the Viridians, the Watchers that they call, they don't do anything for me. So that one doesn't talk to me, but the Walks Lookings look really good. I like the base that comes, the scenic base that's come with it. With her.
Yeah. They do have some really nice sculpts, I have to say that. I really like a lot of the WoW's Exodus stuff. I hope they can make this game work. I have a bunch of the miniatures.
Yeah. Hopefully the second edition that's in beta right now will be better and you can get something more playable, especially because you had a weird faction for the point size or something like that.
I had a very elite faction.
Mm-hmm.
Which meant it was hard for me to do anything, like, scenario-based or whatever. I just didn't have enough stuff on the table to get the job done.
So those two are on pre-order, and they are releasing in just over 3 weeks.
All right. Sorry, now I'm looking at my faction's models. You get me looking at this stuff again. All right. Close this and tear my eyes away. All right, next up, we have our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. First this week is Mirce Miniatures, Darklands, Warriors of Baelor.
So the Warriors of Baelor are, I would almost call them Chaos Warrior proxies, but they have their own fluff and everything. They work for the Fomoric faction or something like that. No, Fomoraic, maybe. So you have different type of giant armored dudes that works for the evil Fomors. So different type of weapons. Some with axes and shields, some with two-handed axes or two-handed weapons, and some with two-handed weapons.
So. Yeah, and as always, they're the well-sculpted, cool-looking models we'd expect from Mirce Miniatures.
Mm-hmm. And
this is fun.
Tons of add-ons from their existing lines.
Exactly. It's far from their first Kickstarter. So.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think they ran this as a short Kickstarter, didn't they?
Yeah, it's only a week or just over a week. And they didn't go for a giant release. So they're going just for the War of Baelor. They didn't go for stuff for every faction. And most of their Kickstarter have been late, like by a big margin. So that's probably a way to get more on get a tighter deadline.
Right. Which we can appreciate, right, as backers. So let's look at the numbers. So they are looking for 10,000 British pounds. They are currently at 7,847 British pounds with 7 days to go. So this Kickstarter just started and they're already, 78% there. So it's a good sign. If they reach their goal, this Kickstarter will be funded on June 6, 2017.
And they're aiming to ship before the end of the year. So that would be a big change for them.
Yep. Totally. Next in line. Oh, Antoine. Slow Death Games, Wild in the Streets, Roller Derby Girls.
Yeah, so Wild in the Streets is a game of gang warfares.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if we mentioned them
when they run
the original Kickstarter or not.
Yeah, we did. We kind of laughed about it and thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, so this is a new faction for the game, which is the Roller Derby Girls. Wow. Roller Derby Girls. So the original Kickstarter is for the three main sculpts, and as depending on the pledge amount, they will add, they have a bunch of other inspiration that they vary on, and will add other sculpts to go with the faction. One thing I didn't know, I probably didn't look far enough into it, is other sculpts are based on friends of them that did the pose for the miniatures.
Yeah, so I'm looking at stuff. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. So later in the page, we see there an example of one of the guy holding with a cap and holding a small hatchet, and you see the picture and the resulting minis on the side. And all their, they didn't go for artwork. It's all pictures of their friends in roller derby outfit that they will use for the poses for the miniatures.
Yep.
So that's the, instead of having artwork, that's what they got, they went for, which is funny.
Yeah, it still makes it kind of fun. All right. And they're also doing pretty well. So they're looking for $2,500 US. They're currently at $1,486 US with 48 backers. There's 24 days left to go on the Kickstarter. So they're well on their way. If they hit their funding goal, the Kickstarter will complete and fund on June 23rd, 2017. And that is it for this week.
That's enough.
Yep, yep. It's pretty long. And, you know, usually our new shows are quick for me to edit. Today will not be that.
Yeah.
Because the listeners won't know this, but we messed up a lot reading these things. No, I messed up a lot. Let's get this right. I messed up a lot. So it shows that I haven't been doing every week's news show anymore. Getting rusty. All right. Well, I will let you go, Antoine. I will see you next week, and I'll get to editing.
Good luck with that, and bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PR Filio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Zero Budget Geek, a YouTube channel covering board games, video games, and other geek stuff. You'll find Let's Play and How to Play videos of different board games and video games, as well as reviews. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.